chasing illusions in the desert, dragging anvils up the cliff. Time to let it go.
I drew the blueprints, I bought the gear, a heavy box of traps and fear. I chased a bird I could not catch, striking every single match. Tying myself to the rocket's tail, wondering why my plans would fail. I thought the desert was mine to tame, but I was playing a losing game. Every gadget just blew up in smoke. The ego's will is a heavy joke, torn apart by conflicting goals, digging ourselves into deeper holes. But what if the chase is just a dream? What if the canyon is not what it seems? You can't fight a battle that isn't real. Drop the burden, learn how to heal. There is no will but God's today. Let the desert wind blow the dust away. The struggle is gone, conflict is past, the coyote finds his rest at last. There is no will but God's today, my will is his.
Listen closely, let us practice dropping the heavy anvils. Repeat these thoughts slowly with firm determination to hold them in mind. There is no will but God's. I cannot be in conflict then spend several minutes in adding some related thoughts such as, nothing can disturb me. My will is God's. My will and God's are one. God wills peace for his son. Now, if there is one conflict area that seems particularly difficult to resolve, single it out for special consideration. Think about it briefly, but very specifically, identify the particular person or persons in the situation or situations involved, and tell yourself, there is no will but God's. I share it with him. My conflicts about this cannot be real.
There is no will but God's today. Let the desert wind blow the dust away. The struggle is gone, the conflict is past, the coyote finds his rest at last. There is no will but God's today. My will is his. I have found.
Sink into it.
Feel it closing around you. No more blueprints, no more trap. Just a deep sense of joy.
There's no will but God's.